Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have an interesting show. It's the path to war and the cover-ups. On the way to the path of war, we're going to cover some things that, in part, I covered 7-8 years ago, and again last week. And we're going to introduce some new information, too, about what's really going on with the biolabs, who's guilty, what they're up to, and more importantly, where this is all leading. And it's interesting, too, because I'll note this. There's two alliances, and I want to see how our guest Bob Griswold responds to this. Two alliances. One's BRIC nations that are grown exponentially, and they've revived that concept with gold-backed currency. And the other is the so-called Western democracies that want the Great Reset. And the most of the world saying, we want no part of this. So we'll see if we can get into that, too. It's going to be quite, shall I say, the provoking show. And the I'm sure when it plays, we will see some interference on the networks, because this is pretty damning stuff. And need to let you know before we get started that we have food and water available. And given Putin's threats to take down the grid, given his ability to do it, and given the fact that Obama showed him how to do it with the GridX drills, in which they invited the Russians and Chinese to be involved. Thank you very much, traitor Obama. You could be without. You could be without water in terms of your home supply, and you'll have to scavenge. So you need to have water filtration. And the old saying that two is one and one is none, you need multiple. But there's a great sale on the Alexa Pure Pro water filter, and they have research at waterwithdave.com that tells you how good it is. So what I want you to do is to look at that research and say, yeah, I think this is what I need to do, but you don't need just one. Trust me, think long-term. Think multiple people in your family scavenging for water if need be. And that's everything from lakes, streams, swimming pools, whatever. But we might be in that situation. Don't take the chance of not being prepared. So waterwithdave.com is where you go for that. The food, we've talked about this ad nauseum. There are forces conspiring to put food into extreme shortage. Whether it's foreign ownership, Bill Gates' ownership of farmland, fertilizer problems, which is going to be absolutely huge. And we also see supply chain problems. It's just, folks, it doesn't stop. The plan right now, the Obama administration, to me, and that's really who's running Biden, Obama and Susan Rice, they plan to make you totally dependent on them for food and water so they can control you. And do you trust a group that left 9,000 Americans behind enemy lines? I hope not. I hope you wouldn't trust these people. They're professional liars. They get caught every single day. And even the mainstream media is turning on them now for a number of issues, particularly high fuel prices, which affects food inflation. So you need to go to preparewithdave.com for the food. And both food and water have held their prices. And there are food stores out there that are supplying to the government now. Some are raising their rates exponentially. Some can't ship on time. That's not true for us. But I can't say in a week or two or a month that that's still going to be the case. So the time to act is now. So go to preparewithdave.com. Listen, and I have to tell you this too, ladies and gentlemen. Our profit margin on things like food and water are not as high as other things that we sell. And we go out of our cycle sometimes to do this in different forms because I believe you're going to need it. And this is called duty to the public as opposed to duty to the pocketbook. And I need to let you know that this is something I believe in. If we made zero profit, I would be doing the same thing because I don't need you knocking at my door or breaking in the middle of the night. So please take advantage of this. Bob Griswold is a, well, let's put it this way. I call him King Prepper for good reason. If you go to readymaderesources.com, you're going to find out why very, very quickly. He consults with people for nothing, unlike almost anybody else in the field that I know. And number two, ladies and gentlemen, he has life experience to validate what he says. And sometimes you can talk about your detailed past, and sometimes you can't. And I'll just leave it at that. But I'll just say he has seen of what he speaks of. We just can't say in what capacity. So, Bob, is that a fair comment, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's a fair comment, yes. You talk about profiting, Dave. I'm just going to segue here just for a second. Do you know the oil haters in our country, you know, the Bidens and all the people who hate fossil fuel?
Yeah.
You know, building up, and you can actually do, Tucker Carlson did a piece on this. You can actually go and find out who they are. The very people who refused to let us pump oil in America, do you know what they were doing right before the war? They were buying oil stocks, Dave. Talk about greedy SOBs, excuse me.
Name names. I mean, these people, who was specifically buying the stocks?
I have to go back on Tucker Carlson. List their name if you go there. I'll send them to you.
All right,
if you can actually go watch the Tucker Carlson piece, it's called The Gold Rush. That's what Tucker Carlson, if you type in The Gold Rush, he'll mention the names.
I'm writing it down.
Several prominent U.S. senators and congresspeople that were buying oil stocks, that hate oil, that refuse to let us oil, that are croaking out, you know, all the carbon-hating stuff while they're building their carbon-consuming mansions on the beach. They're buying oil stocks and defense industry stocks. Gee. Does it leave any question? You know, Dave, the same people who for the last 10 years have been telling me how evil the United States is, you know, our evil white oppressiveness, our sexism, our imperialism, our patriarchal system, it's all evil. It needs to be burnt down. Burning buildings down is an expression of free speech. We've seen it. They open our borders and flood us with anybody. These are the very people today you see on CNN, MSNBC, and all the other, you know, communist propaganda pundits that you see on TV that are now croaking out America. We love America. If you question this war, you're a traitor. Mitt Romney, case in point, called Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, just so you know, is a lieutenant colonel in the Reserve Army. She's been in there for over two decades. And she just brings up the fact that by our own documents, we have biolabs in the Ukraine. I mean, the documents are there. You can go look at them. And he calls her a traitor. I mean, this is insanity, Dave. I mean, with the very people who hate America are now saying that if you question this war, you hate America. We love America. You hate America. And all the, you know, it's just like COVID. It's all gone away. All the, you know, Nancy Pelosi said, we're not defunding the police. I mean, talk about turning on a dime. The lady who was the classic defund the police lady. Now it's like, no, we're not going to defund the police. I mean, they hated our whiteness. Oh, my gosh. Dave, I bought a book, and I probably shouldn't have done it, but I bought a book here that's used in public school. You can go look it up online. I got it in my hands. Not My Idea. Now, this book is in public schools, okay? It's an elementary school reader, okay? A book about whiteness, and it actually says whiteness is a satanic thing, okay? Yeah, I mean, Not My Idea. You can go and Google it, and you'll see it comes up. Ordinary terrible things, you know, and it goes into just the whole thing of making these white kids feel completely guilty over being white and how evil they are. You know, Dave, did white people do things wrong when they came to the United States? Absolutely.
No.
They were already doing it to themselves. The Native Americans were butchering each other before we got here. I mean, did the Arabs were exploiting black slavery 1,000 years before the Europeans were exploiting it? The human history is exploitation of others that are weaker than us. It's part of our fallenness. And it's my contention that the greatest expression of biblical depravity is war. I mean, it is where we just go out and wholesale murder each other. And while we're murdering each other, we're plundering the nation. We're raping the nation, literally raping. I mean, you know, that goes on. And creating starvation, pestilence, all of it. And you know, I sometimes I get a little upset because I see Christians, rah, 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 let's go kill these people. But so I call them war evangelicals. Instead of being an evangelical for the gospel of peace of Jesus Christ, they're out there, you know, let's go kill everybody. Nuke them all. I mean, that's so non-congruent with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I understand in man's fallen condition, we do have war because of our fallen condition. We lust, we desire, as James, the book of James says, and we have not, so we just go steal from somebody else so we can satisfy her lust. That's basically what war is. But what we see going on right now, Dave, is I think the most dangerous time since the Cuban Missile Crisis, probably even more dangerous. You know, with the Cuban Missile Crisis, it was basically, you know, United States versus Russia. Kennedy addressed that when he said, you know, an attack from anywhere in the world with Russian missiles, we attack from the Soviet Union itself, demanding a full retaliatory response. But today, we see the world has basically aligned just like it was in World War II. We see the Axis and Allied powers forming. And I tell you, Dave, this is Hitler's Germany and Imperial Japan came very, very close to world domination. I'm not sure how it's going to work out this time, because we see the powers of Russia and China working together, two very powerful nuclear superpowers. We see all their allies, Iran, Korea, all of them aligning to come against the United States. They're forming their own monetary systems. They're trying to get away from the dollar. They have better natural resources than what we do. I mean, North Korea has some of the most valuable minerals on the planet. Where they all these minerals that are just worth trillions of dollars, and so they have access to money, wealth, resources. And, you know, while we are not digging for any more oil, because the people that are investing in oil also tell us not to use oil, Tucker Carlson reference there. And so
can you explain
nation,
that? Can you explain that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Well, the very people that are cutting off the tap, you know, the Keystone Pipeline and forbidding oil companies to drill, and putting actually woke people in these oil companies. So even if Donald Trump gets back in, they're going to have woke executives that are probably not drilled because they're woke. They've been infiltrated.
That makes a lot of sense. But Bob,
that are pushing down that path of abolition of fossil fuels are the very people that are investing in fossil fuels because they know the price is going up because of war.
Yeah, that makes
so,
a lot
I mean,
of sense.
You talk about hypocrisy and a double standard. It is the same thing. We see it over and over again, Dave. You wear a mask, I don't have to wear a mask. You can't buy a beachfront piece of property because of global flooding. Well, the global is going to flood. But I buy beachfront property. Obama has two pieces, Martha's Vineyard and somewhere in Hawaii. Nancy Pelosi. It's there. So, you know, what they tell us they're doing and what they tell us we have to do, they are totally excluded from it. Insider trading. This is insider trading on steroids, what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's
more to it than that, too, because...
Well, of course there is,
but it always boils
down to money.
Just a second. I did a podcast yesterday in which I noted a couple of the Democratic congressmen who took donations. Listen to this, Bob. State of war exists between Russia and the United States because we're supplying one belligerent. So they took campaign donations from Russian lobbyists for Nordstrom pipeline. This is in Congress.
I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh.
Hey, Dave, it is such a lecherous, traitorous group of people that you know that it goes beyond description. All we can say, it's a death cult. That's exactly what it is. There's some like modern vampires. They love blood. Other people's blood, your children's blood, but not their children's blood. They'll send your children off to die and get that blood, but their children will never go. I mean, it's the same way they approach charity. You can see the tax returns of all these big government giveaway people. They don't give any of their personal wealth. They give your wealth away via the government. So it's always what's damning to you, what you're evil for, they practice. And that's who's running the country right now. People who do this. I mean, these people are becoming fabulously wealthy, selling their soul and doing business with anybody to enrich themselves. All the while, they're telling us, you know, for freedom's sake, we'll have to pay a dollar extra a gallon of gasoline. When are we going to realize this has nothing to do with the war in Ukraine as much as it does destroying the American people? They want to destroy us. That's the bottom line. And this war is just an expression of how they're going to destroy us. Because, Dave, mark my words, you know who the true winners in this war are going to be? The Chinese. They're going to see the two kids on the block beat each other up, and then they will emerge as the power, because they are already influencing themselves all over the planet, especially in the United States. But in Africa and South America, they're moving in there financially, creating dependence on Chinese money and Chinese resources, Chinese technology. All the while, you know, United States is sit there consumed by this self-hatred, which now they kind of have a double standard on, because you're not American if you don't support this war. You're a traitor. But at the same time, you know, we can't do anything that promotes America. That's horrible. It's such a double standard. I mean, we wonder why we're in the Ukraine. Well, I mean, Dave, I mean, whose children? Do you remember Biden's son?
Pelosi, on the board of Pelosi's son?
Pelosi's? Kerry's? Romney's son?
Mitt Romney's directly involved. I think I mentioned John Kerry's son involved. This is all Burisma. This was on top of Bob Alinsky, an informer on Biden, the big Biden, the big guy they called him, and Devin Archer, who's now in prison for Burisma.
Yeah. Hey, remember Hunter Biden's $80,000 a month for being an oil executive? I imagine the only oil he knows about is hemp oil. You know,
body oils, too.
Yeah, well, don't we want to go there? That's as you say, Dave, this is a family program.
Yes.
but you know, and then untold billions of dollars they've laundered through the Ukraine, and the Ukrainian banks are some of the most corrupt on the planet. So America is being led down this, and I want people to understand, this war is designed to destroy you. It's designed to destroy the U.S. Constitution. It's designed to step on the Declaration of Independence, because the Declaration of Independence, even though it is a Declaration of Independence against England, is what it was. It's all the bigger umbrella of the Declaration of Independence is a declaration from tyranny. We will not be pawns of a tyrant any longer. That's what the heart and body and soul of the Declaration of Independence is. We will not be we will not be the servants of another that lords over us. Well, pray tell, what is Washington today? Yeah, you remember? You know, they croak out all this stuff about democracy, and yet at the same time, Nancy Pelosi, concerning Obamacare, we don't care what we have to do. Over top, around, we're going to impose it on you. The vaccine. You know, we don't care. You have to take the vaccine, or we're going to fire you from your job. Your small business, you're going to close down while we allow the big box stores to thrive and make billions. And now it's come out again that the vaccine, they knew it was deadly. I mean, it's the cornucopia of how to kill somebody, that vaccine. So, you know, we have a choice in this country right now. And unfortunately, I don't know if the political motivation is there to stop the rush towards destruction that we are. I mean, it's the proverbial running towards the edge of the cliff right now, Dave. And you wonder why so many people are wanting this war. Because I think secretly, Dave, many of our politicians, who do they take money from? The CCP. Who do celebrities fawn over? The CCP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who do athletes hawk their products? Where were they made? China.
Yeah. I have to ask a rhetorical question here, and I'll give you the answer. I did a podcast on this late last night. Why does big business like Disney, why do they want to do business inside of China? Answer:
cheap products, money.
It's not just that, Bob. It's part of that. But the bottom line is because China's government controls all economic activity, they eliminate the competition
that's
for the
money.
American businesses that they can control.
You know, that's money. It all boils down to money. That people are getting rich off of it. Your economy is being destroyed. You are being enslaved. They are being made fabulously wealthy. And instead of being loyal to the Constitution and the people of the United States, they are being loyal to nothing but themselves. The Bible describes them as their reefs right below the water. So a ship sails, it looks like it's water, but right below the keel just is ripped out by this coral reef, and that's what the Bible describes them as. That's what they are. They are land mines at sea, just waiting to blow the hull out of the ship because they get paid to have it. I mean, you know, is there anyone? We talk about how evil Putin is in murdering people, and he is. He's evil. I mean, I can't imagine what it'd be like to be cesium poisoned, or just, you know, imprison, shoot, murder anybody who gets in his way. He's done that. But at the same time, you know, you can go to China and get human fetal soup. What about all those people? I've got the name of them. The Muslim people that he's just absolutely just putting to death and persecuting. The thousands of dissidents, the thousands of Christian churches they've shut down. The slave labor. I mean, isn't it something? You see all these Hollywood celebrities croaking out human rights, but at the same time, their products that they hawk are made by slave labor. People working, you know, 16, 18 hours a day. They go home to a state, you know, building that the state owns their little, you know, 150 cubic square foot apartment that they live in. And that's all they do. They eat, sleep, work, and more work than eat and sleep. And it's sweatshops. And the same celebrities that are endorsing that by taking, you know, advertising revenue are the same ones right now pushing us to war with Russia. I have no desire to go to war with Russia, Dave, because I can tell you this is what's going to happen. All history's going to be our example here. We left a failed state in Iraq. We left a failed state in Afghanistan, 9,000 Americans left behind, 13 brave soldiers murdered, and our response was we blew up some missionaries and their children. That's what this is. I have no desire to create a failed state in the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, Russia. We create a failed state there, and it will be a thorn in our side for over a generation, because if you have oligarchs vying for power, and those oligarchs have, you know, nuclear weapons, and who controls them, we would not know who controlled them all. You know, when the Soviet Union fell, we do not know, and this is you can document this, and the book Demon in the Freezer does document it, that how much physical grade nuclear material went dark. You can read the book. Now, some of it was just they had these, you know, highly enriched uranium and plutonium in buildings that were just had a little latch and a padlock on it. That's all that protected it. We know that smallpox went missing. We don't know how many other diseases went missing as the Soviet Union fell. Scientists who could no longer be funded by the state went and hawked their skills on the black market. The United States was quickly trying to go over there and buy them up and pay them off to go to work for, you know, for us and buy their allegiance. But we don't know how much of that technology got out, how much nuclear material got out, how much biological material got out. But we know that when the Soviet Union fell apart, it was 3 or 4 years of just absolute bedlam there, where the Soviets lost control of basically all their nuclear, biological, and chemical resources. Weapons, the movie The Lord of War shows it. The weapons flowed out of there like you can't believe. And so we want to create this all over again, where Russia is a failed state, and all the chain of custody for all that nuclear, chemical, biological material becomes in question. I do not want that. And Dave, I mean, why, when under George Bush, you know, the Russians went into Georgia, not, you know, United States Georgia, but Georgia, went under Obama, they went into the Crimea and they took it over. I mean, and the atrocities were committed. Why didn't we object then? Doesn't that beg a question? I mean, under Bush, Russia took over Georgia. They went in there militarily and took it over. They went into the Crimea and took it over. Not a peep from the media. Now that they went into the Ukraine, screams and howls of all kinds of all this, and Russians are committing atrocities, no doubt about it. I mean, horrible atrocities. But do you think money has something to do with that, Dave? Do you think our politicians are so neck deep into the pedophilia, the money laundering, the kickbacks, that they don't want to lose that revenue?
Burisma, Burisma, Burisma.
Bingo. What are they saying? Real estate, location, location, location. That's what makes the property valuable.
And every one of the people that spoke out yesterday are one of two groups. They are the groups that, number one, were directly involved, i.e. Mitt Romney, or they're the minions of the deep state, the mainstream media, that's calling for Tucker Carlson's head. Hey, look, they said the mainstream media, especially on The View, but MSNBC, all these people said the same thing, exact same thing, same talking points. They said that these two people, Tulsi Gabbard and Tucker Carlson, should be rounded up and sent to a camp held by the military. They called for military incarceration for treason, for what Victoria Nuland, the Undersecretary of State, testified to a week ago. I carried the tape on my website, and she answered a question in the Senate Intelligence Committee about the biolabs. Now, she lied, because here's what she said, Bob. She doesn't have it, not even a good liar. She was asked by Marco Rubio, are there chemical and biological weapons in Ukraine? And it was a very open question. He didn't even say U.S. controls. And she admitted the control. She goes, yes, we work on bio research. She tried to draw a distinction between research and the weapons. But then she went on to say, and we create these weapons so we can practice against what our adversaries are going to do. Now, that's a paraphrase, but it's accurate. And in other words, if you are working against the bioweapon that's anticipated from your enemies, you have to create the weapon yourself to work on it. So by default,
precisely, Dave.
By default, she admitted
precisely
there were bioweapons under the control of the United States in Ukraine. And I'll tell you what, Marco Rubio, his face went white when he got her answer. He was asking for a more general answer, not the specific answer he got. And then Fox News invited him on the show that night to talk about this, and he refused. He got scared.
Yeah, of course. And Dave, I need to correct myself. It was Jesse Waters.
Waters.
Fox.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
He's
Congress
joining the party because Tucker Carlson hit it. Tucker Carlson hit it, too.
Yeah. Now, I just sent you the link so you can verify what I just said.
Okay.
The D.C. money machine. Congress saw this as a gold rush. They knew this war was coming, so the very people who hate oil, that the very people whose reason you're paying $5 a gallon to fill your tank, the very people who turned off the Keystone Pipeline are now investing in oil companies or invested in oil companies because they knew the stocks would go through the roof. The very people who supposedly hate war, all this other investing in defense industry stocks because they knew war was coming. I mean, how can we still listen to these people? How come they can still be in power? I mean, you know, I watched with horror, Dave, the other day when Kamala Harris was standing along with, Duda, President Duda of Poland, and somebody asked her a question about U.S. gas prices and what they were going to do to lower them. She had that total deer in the headlight look and then deferred the question to the president of Poland. Well, what, you know, it's just like, you know, and then she cackled out this, a friend in need is a friend indeed. I mean, that's what she said. Mm-hmm. It was an embarrassment. I mean, you know, Judge Dean said it was an embarrassment for all women. I disagree with that. It was an embarrassment if you're a human being. Regardless if it was a woman or not, if that was a man up there did it, it wouldn't have made any difference. It would have been an embarrassment. I mean, these people are the ones making U.S. policy. They're making U.S. policy that's driving us into, mark my words, a third world war. We see the Axis and Allied powers aligning right now. Everybody is armed to the teeth. And what we're doing is, we talked privately the other day, we are seeing a European theater war, and it's going to expand because now NATO countries are already talking about making a no-fly zone. Russia is bombing right on the Polish border. They say they can hear the explosions from inside Poland. So this war has a great, very great potential to expand. We saw the other night Iran And I knew this was going to happen because the groundwork is Obama administration is laying out a deal for Iran that's going to make the Obama deal look very conservative. God knows how much money is going to flow into that nation that we're going to support. We already have Russian diplomats helping negotiate the deal. I mean, we're, you know, we're at war with Russia, but
we're in a state of war with Russia.
Negotiate with another enemy of ours. I mean, only in a drug demon possessed mind you could have some thoughts like that going on. But you know, and so the other night, Iran launches ballistic missiles of conventional warheads into Iraq, and I saw the video. You saw the video. The explosions were huge. They came very close to the U.S. consulate there. Supposedly, they were bombing an Israeli secret military base. That was the standard. That was the reply. We don't know for sure what they were doing, but we do know that this deal that the Biden administration is concocting with Iran is going to make the Saudis and the Israelis respond to it because neither of them want to see a nuclear Iran. So we're going to promote a war in the Middle East. We'll blame the Iranians, and believe me, I have very little tolerance for the Iranians. You know, they're not the Iranian people, but I mean the Iranian government. I've met Iranian people that are very good. And then at the same time, our weakness, Dave, our utter catastrophic weakness, China is going to school on this, seeing how weak we are, is going to invade Taiwan. And then you're going to have an Asian theater war. And in that war, Japan, the Philippines, Korea, maybe India will join against China along with us. And there you have it. A European war, a Middle Eastern war, and a Asian war. And the proxy wars will break out in Africa. They've already invaded South America. We're going to be isolated. This is their goal, is the destruction of the American way of life. Our constitutional republic, that's the goal, the destruction of it, and bringing about their global reset. And I have to say, Putin doesn't want the global reset. That's all I'm going to say. He doesn't want it.
Well, and you know, I got a little more to say on that, and this is where I want to put in what I have done extensive research on with my best Latin American source. 1 week prior to, we've done a show on this already several weeks ago, and then now we know why. Mexico and Brazil, the only two non-communist nations outside El Salvador, that was the creation of Southcom. But those two nations went to Moscow and met with the Putin people. And the purpose, how can they make their currency and how can they join in with gold-backed currencies? So I'm going to give you the scorecard here, Bob, as I understand it. Now, this is fluid. India is on the fence, but I don't think they're going to side with us. India's out right now. China is playing both ends. Now, I'll tell you who's playing for who. All of Latin America, every single nation but El Salvador, is lining up with Russia. Some are doing it strongly, and some are doing it, shall we say, covertly so as not to destroy their trade balance with the United States. That's happening. African nations are lining up. No secret, South Africa, that's basically become a colony of China now, they're lining up, but so are several other African nations. And the damage is not over. There's still the uncommitted, but then you have the old BRICS nations. This is the resurrection of the BRICS concept to undermine the petrodollar, to destroy the U.S. dollar, and bring down the U.S. economy, and hyperinflating oil as a means of doing it. That's one side. They don't want the Great Reset. They are opposed to Klaus Schwab, and you'll own nothing and you'll love it. They're not part of this. The Western so-called democracies, NATO nations mostly, Canada maybe, they are lined up on their own against this rising allegiance against the Great Reset. Bob, that's the scorecard as we have discovered it in our South American research, and that unfolded everything else that you and I are talking about.
Dave, this is absolutely right. I tell you, as a Christian man, as a man who understands the value of soul, I just watch what these people are doing right now with absolute revulsion. You know, I cannot rejoice any longer at seeing young men and women blown to smithereens. These are pawns. Will Biden ever send Hunter Biden to go fight a war?
No, their kids won't fight, no.
No. Putin? No. Premier of China? No. No, they'll never go. They'll send your sons. And when I see those tanks blown to smithereens, planes shot down on either side, my heart grieves. Those are young men. I mean, I'm 66. I've had a loving wife. I've raised a family. I've lived and enjoyed the American dream. And these people have no hesitation whatsoever to taking your sons and putting them in tanks and seeing them blown to smithereens. Will your posterity, they'll never give you grandchildren because they're dead. I mean, you've raised these children and pawns as pawns to be sent off to fight wars for people's money. And that is just so unbelievable to me. Why was not Georgia, why was not the Crimea, why did we let Russia go into there? That has to be a question, and not do anything. But when it comes to Ukraine, we feel this need to bring the world to World War III. And it is. It's like you said, we are seeing the Great Reset implemented right before our eyes, which we have a little bit of time left. But, you know, we've painted a pretty dire picture. But I'll tell you, as a Christian man, I see things not falling apart but falling into place. I am a strong believer in the physical second advent of Jesus Christ. The Bible predicts, if you read in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 14, 13, the signs that are preceding the coming of the Lord, read the book of Daniel, Thessalonians, the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, we see all these things falling into place. And so I understand what it is. You know, Dave, and again, this is such an important thing for people to understand. You know, this is why preachers do this. They don't teach the first 12 chapters of Genesis, and they leave out the book of Revelation. Well, there's the origin of so many things in the first 12 chapters of Genesis, the origin of man, the origin of sin, all the stuff about origins is in there, and destinies is in the book of Revelation, where we eventually head to the New Jerusalem, the city of God. And God's throne is among men. If you remove that, you're a ship without a sail. Just drug along. And if you do not understand the nature of what's going on right now, the formation of the one world antichrist system, Joe Biden just the other day said we're going to have a digital currency. You won't. Once they get rid of paper money, every bit of your freedom is gone. Every bit of your privacy is gone. This is where they're going. They want to abolish paper currency to a digital. The Federal Reserve will be the World Bank. You'll put your money in the Federal Reserve. And lo and behold, they've already set the precedent that if you have a different political view, Canada, Trudeau's Canada, people, that if you have a different political view than what the state sanctions, we just take all your money away from you. Close your account. That is the quintessential expression of the mark of the beast. You have to take a mark, you know, and I was surprised it's in your hand or forehead, which hand represents labor, forehead represents thinking. So your labor and in your thinking, if they're not dedicated to the beast, we close your account. You can't live. We see it forming right in front of our faces, and the churches are silent about it. Because, you know, we can't talk about like that. We got to talk about, you know, God wants to give you a new car and, you know, there'd be your best life now and, you know, your health and wealth and prosperity and, you know, oh, by the way, you know, it's always funny, Dave. You know, when you have a need and you go to the televangelist, he says, just pray and seek God and he'll give it to you. When he has a need, who does he go to? He goes to you. Give me your money. But, you know, we see this system of the Antichrist developing all around us. And if you don't have that perspective, if you don't have that understanding of history right now, if you don't understand the origin of where all this started from in the Garden of Eden and how it ends with the redeemed, only the redeemed, those in Jesus Christ, are in the city of God, the New Jerusalem, you are going to sit there and throw your hands up in the air, be Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Go to the doctor and have them give you your benzos so that your brain is numbed so you don't, it doesn't worry you anymore. But if you're a true believer of Jesus Christ right now, two things. You're going to have hope and despair. Now, that sounds like a paradox, but you are going to look at this world and say, my gosh, how much longer, O Lord, as the saint said, will you tolerate this? But at the same time, I understand Jesus said, lift up my head because my redemption draws nigh. Because I understand the origin of it, and I understand the destiny of it, where it's going. And in between, all hell is getting ready to break loose. It's breaking loose right now. Complete physical control over every human being on the planet. No freedom of expression. No freedom of self-defense. Nothing. It's all taken away from you. Klaus Schwab, you'll have nothing, but you'll love your enslavement. And I've used that example of when Russia went into Germany. I mean, Russia went into Germany. Germany went into Russia. You know, at first they were welcomed as liberators. The satanic Nazis were welcomed as liberators. Can you imagine that? That's how bad the communists were. They welcomed, because they didn't really understand what was going on. We will welcome the man of sin, the Antichrist, just like the Russians welcomed the Nazis when they first went in there. But it didn't take them too long to figure out, well, you know, a redeemer doesn't murder people. You know, redeemers don't rape everybody. They don't line women and children up and shoot them like, you know, just like target practice. And that's what the Germans did. And that's what humanity is coming to right now. And unless we see this, Dave, and understand it and prepare our souls and minds and hearts, we are going to suffer catastrophically. I've used the example before, and I'll use it again. Abraham, to rescue his nephew Lot, when Lot was kidnapped by evil kings, he had to have the moral courage to stand. He had to have the moral courage to say, this is not going to be tolerated. He surrounded himself with men of valor, men who were trained in the sword and shield. Today, we are trained by the Holy Spirit in the weapons of our warfare, the spiritual weapons of our warfare. I tell people, I will not hang around with lawless people, people of no repute, people of ill repute. I don't want to hang around them. I want to hang around men and women that are going to encourage me in my faith to be strengthened. You know, that use their spiritual weapons, and I want to use my spiritual weapons. And then the last thing, Dave, is, you know, the journey from Abraham to Lot was 175 miles across barren desert. They had to have their Lexapure, but they didn't have Lexapure back then, but you know what I mean. They had to have water, clean water. You don't take 318 men. That's what the book of Genesis says. There's 318 men in Abraham's army. You don't take 318 men across 175 miles of desert without having food for them. You know, they probably had spies going ahead. They had people on their flanks, protecting their flanks against marauders. They prepared in the physical realm for what they knew. They had to take the swords and shields and spears with them because they were going to go against some very violent people. And he had to redeem his prodigy.
There's one place where this is not totally applicable to today. The analogy works up until the point when you consider who are the deep state players who are involved in promoting the coming war. By the way, I had a really interesting conversation yesterday with Susan Bradford, and she had some inner dealings with the EU, and that's been covered ad nauseum on my show. And this was not for publication. We were just having a conversation. She's coming on the show next week. And Susan talked about who's involved in promoting the conflict with Russia, Ukraine, who manipulated it, who started it, how they do it. And she's going to come out with proof next week that shows that, number one, the Carlyle Group was in it up to their butts, and we know the Carlyle Group in Iraq and the two wars there.
Yes.
And she's naming names on this. And what's really interesting to me is this is not being reported in the media, but Ukraine was an inch away from signing with NATO. Now, I'm not defending what Putin has done. You don't go right to war. But he had a right to be concerned. Placing offensive weapons in a neighboring country pointed at Moscow was unacceptable from a member of NATO. That was a violation of the Minsk protocols that we signed after World War II with Stalin and said, we won't move NATO eastward. Well, that's exactly what we were doing there with Ukraine. And Putin said, enough's enough. And all Biden had to do, and this is what Susan and I are going to talk about next week, all Biden had to do was renounce NATO membership for Ukraine now and in the future, and that would have taken away the moral high ground from Putin. And Biden wouldn't do it. And but it's interesting too, Biden is willing to fight Putin to the last Ukrainian, and he won't give them the jets they need. In other words, he's creating martyrdom as an excuse for World War III.
Yeah, well, again, what the standard narrative, you know, the first casualty of war is the truth. And if you question the truth today, if you question Tulsi Gabbard with facts, I mean, she pointed out fact that we're funding, you know, these bio labs handling very toxic bacteria
Yeah,
and viruses.
she's right about that.
Yeah,
But
she's absolutely
disclaimer,
right. Dead drop right.
there's a disclaimer. Disclaimer, I've been saying it now for 6 months. Tulsi Gabbard was the most diehard liberal in the Democratic body in the Congress. I mean, she was for gun confiscation. She just disguised it, but ultimately that's what she was for. And partial birth abortions. I mean, she was a liberal's liberal. And now we're supposed to believe this conservative model that she's creating. I maintain that she's a Trojan horse. Watch out for 2024 if we're still having elections. She will have a third party formed, in my opinion, and she'll siphon enough votes off the Republican Party to get a Democrat back in. I could be wrong, but no one changes their stripes this dramatically. I don't trust her. But I will say this, what she said about the labs is true. And now you got members of The View and MSNBC and CNN calling for her to be imprisoned without a trial. They're talking NDAA. So this is
Well, I mean,
nuts.
again, that's going to be
Yeah,
used against
and Bob,
everyone.
I've got to interject our last break here because we went over because you were on a roll there and I didn't want to interrupt it.
Sorry.
No, I mean that was good stuff, so that's why I delayed. But we got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, about Noble Gold. Hear me and hear me clearly. Whether you go Bitcoin, gold, silver, in other words, you need alternative currency. You need to diversify. Because we're getting close to the time when the petrodollar will no longer be able to do its job providing reserve currency backing, the only backing the US dollar has known since the Bretton Woods Agreement in 1944. And ladies and gentlemen, that's going away. And we have a $30 trillion debt. We have an escalating inflation rate thanks to Biden economic policies purposely designed to bring down this country. It's intentional, folks. This is not an accident. So you're going with the flow if you go and get gold and silver. Silver's getting harder to get. Gold has gone up in price. You go, well, you should wait till it comes down. It ain't coming down, folks. We're only seeing the beginning of the horror of the price of gas, the inflation in the economy. It's going to culminate in economic catastrophe. So now is the time. And I'll tell you, I don't know how long you're going to have. But you need to call Noble Gold because if you have an IRA or a 401k and it's sponsored by a bank that falters or a business that fails, you have lost that investment. I don't know how much you'd have in hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, doesn't matter. If you have a nest egg to protect, you need to do what I do. And I work with Noble Gold. I'm constantly re-diversifying my income distribution in terms of what comes in, how it comes in, and how I end up storing it. I am not going to be cash heavy in a bank that's going to steal my money all of 1929, and that's what's going to happen. So you have a choice. You can go to goldbeforelate.com. No one will call you. You'll have to call them. You give them information, and they'll send you free material, and they'll do it quickly because it's electronic. And then you're going to look at it, and I'd recommend you get involved in this immediately. We're doing another transaction today in our family. This is how seriously I'm taking this right now. So I'm putting my literal money where my mouth is. Do not leave your money in the bank. You need operating capital. Goldbeforelate.com. Bob, you know, I know I'm preaching to the choir with this, but I just can't believe people say, oh, Dave Hodges, fearmonger, the sky's falling, Chicken Little, $30 trillion in debt, Bob, and it's growing exponentially in a failed economy.
Yeah, Dave, I mean, you can be ignorant of history. You know, they say you can be ignorant of history, but you can't be ignorant of the consequences of being ignorant of history. You're going to pay. I mean, you can deny this all you want, and it might make you feel good. It might give you some peace of mind at night, but eventually, the consequences of this denial are going to hit you square in the eyes. And when it does, you're time to prepare for it. It's just like, you know, if immediately I was called upon to do something very physical, okay? well, okay, you know, I've got to run somewhere. I've got to do something physical, whatever it is. And I have sat on the couch for years. You know, my ability to do that is going to be impossible. I won't be able to do it. If I tried it, I'd probably have a heart attack, you know. But, you know, I do go to the gym. I do work out. I do stay physically fit as well as I can for my age, which gives me the ability to do things that a lot of guys my age can't do. The time for training is before the time for necessity. So if you're going to wait and think, well, you know, I'm just going to wait till it becomes really obvious, which it's really obvious right now, you won't get a thing. You will be like the guy who tries to run a marathon who weighs 300 pounds. It's just you're going to die. I mean, there's no polite way to put that. You're going to die. Your body's incapable of doing it. So the time to act, I mean, in all realms, the spiritual realm, time to act, to get your heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ, get into His Word, start studying, and become a man or woman of valor and honor, and who his feet is firmly planted on the rock of Jesus Christ, is now. The time to prepare physically is now. It's actually past now. It's way down the road. But you might still have a small window to do it. And you can wait until the time that the demand is put upon you, and which is rapidly coming. And you know what you're going to be? I think the Bible described you as an unwise virgin, parable of the ten virgins.
Yeah, that's true.
Five are foolish.
You're absolutely right. Bob, we got a reality called the clock. I'm sorry to do that, because we're on a roll here. But I want to talk a little bit about, we got 3 minutes left, and I want to talk a little bit about personal preparation. And people have heard me say food, water, and diversify your nest egg, no matter if it's millionaire or thousandaire, it doesn't matter. But I know you got things to say on that. And also, too, I want people to be able to come to your store electronically if they can't come physically, and then speak with you as well about what they should be doing. So on your mark, get set, go.
Well, Dave, they need to get the food and water from you guys. We have, I just tell, without proper comms, you're going to lose. I mean, it's just that's why the military spends so much money on communication equipment. I can help people set up a comm network that'll allow them to access multiple sources of intelligence gathering, as well as the need to be able to talk to those of your loved ones that you need to talk to in times of emergency. There are many avenues to do it. It isn't simple as just going down to Walmart and buying a couple little handheld radios. There's more to it than that, and I can help them with that. Again, the thermal and night vision, if you can't see at night, you know, you're going to be defenseless. That's just plain as it is. It's expensive. We offer financing on it, but if you really believe this, right now, you will be looking to purchase some type of special optic, either thermal or night vision, depending on your need. Medical supplies. We have a full range of more advanced medical supplies, solar energy, things of that on our website. But the time to do this, Dave, is now, as I just said. It's not time to wait, just like people do for hurricanes. Well, the hurricane's going to hit tomorrow morning, so let's go down to Home Depot and buy plywood. Yeah, there's none available, or you're paying $100 a sheet for it. Let's go get a generator. There's no gas and no generators. Batteries. Oh, we go down there and all the batteries are wiped out. That's where I think the majority of Americans are going to fall. I just say, you know, I don't need to sell this stuff. It sells itself. If you want to be the guy looking for batteries when none exist, generators when none exist, plywood when none exist, wait. That's simple. Easy formula. Do nothing, get nothing. Okay? Act now, prepare, be wise, and you'll have extra oil in your lamp. Just like the wise virgins did. I mean, the choice is yours. Do nothing, get nothing. That's a good phrase. Do nothing, get nothing. That's where you're going to be. Plain and simple. My phone number is 800-627-3809. Again, 800-627-3809. I can tell you right now, I know you, Dave, your sales have exploded. Everybody in this business, sales have exploded. Our delivery times have been stretched a little bit. Please be patient. We are getting things out every single day, but people have waited till a crisis hits, and now we are inundated with orders. We're getting them out, but there's coming a time where do nothing, get nothing. That's time is rapidly approaching.
The supply chain has just gone nuts. I wanted to buy this Torque M4 sled. I've been doing that when I get to the gym, but I wanted it at home so I don't have to go out as much. And I'm looking at it, reasonable price. I'm familiar with the the equipment and 12 weeks to get it. I said, no, can't do it, because I don't know what the state the economy is going to be in. I could give them my money and never see it. That's why people need to act now. It's not just a sled or food. It's everything you think you're going to need. You need to get it now.
Yeah, Dave.
And Bob, we got 5 seconds
here. You can see
here.
It.
I'm sorry.
We're out of time. That's all I can say. God bless America.
We're out of time.